And I like your story because it's crazy, really. It shows you if you just keep working hard, maybe something good will happen.
That was the point of it, Howard. Thank you. The reason I wanted to write the book at 50 was to show gratitude for being a woman at 50 and still relevant and not only employed, but still at Food Network and doing new things like Food Network app, like after my shows today.
You're 50?
I am. The name of the book is 50, Howard.
Oh, I thought it was like after like 50.
No, I'm 51. I wrote the book.
You look good.
When I was 50. Well, thank you.
You doing any Botox?
Nope.
Let me look you over. Get close to me.
What would you let her do to you, Howard?
No Botox?
I tried it like 6 years ago.
Really?
With a really lovely lady on my frown line.
Yeah.
And I thought it made my eyebrows too far apart and it freaked me out. So
been done on your face.
And I've never cut myself ever. And I haven't had any sort of shot in my head in, I think, 6 years. So I went to this lady named Karina.
Go ahead.
And she has these little paddle things that are like going to the gym for your head. And she massages your face so all the muscles go back and forth and up and down.
I love what women do.
It's awesome.
So they make your face
They make
twitch.
Your face tighter.
You know
it's
it does.
It makes your face all twitchy.
It can't possibly, but it makes you feel good. It makes you feel pampered and someone is taking care
Whatever.
Of you.
It's like my little weekly vacation.
Yeah.
Like, don't take my dream away from me.
I'm telling you. But you look good.
Maybe it's definitely the olive oil.
Oh, you rub olive oil on your face?
No, I'm kidding. My mom used to put hot olive oil in her hair and on her feet.
Oh, God. Oh, what was going on in your house? But here's the thing with hard work.
She smelled, too.
here's the thing with hard work. Mm. You would cook. You had this cooking class, 30-minute cooking
30
class.
30-minute meals, but you could learn 30 of them in 3 hours.
Which I like, because it's like, hey, listen, nobody has time to sit there and cook for 17 hours. Teach me how to make a couple of meals quickly.
Right.
And you would figure out how to teach. Then they offer you a local television show.
The local news.
Where was the local news?
WRGB, the first television station in America, because it's the home of electricity. General Electric.
So someone saw you in a store or something, giving these demos, and they said, hey, she'd be good on TV.
Dan DeNicola brought me over he was the entertainment reporter at WRGB.
Now, this is weird. You said to yourself, hey, you had read that Oprah was once offered a little local show and she was afraid to do it.
No, I didn't think about Oprah for
I thought
all.
You wrote Oprah a letter and you never got a letter back.
I did years later, a couple years later, I was like, Oprah, you started small and I admire you so much and I am on the local news and I don't know if it's the right thing to do. And all that. I did with my mom. My mom and I wrote her a letter.
She never answered you.
Well, I don't think Oprah has time to open the millions of letters she
might get
every
day. Maybe she's not the lady you think she is.
She is a wonderful woman.
But here's the thing. You get tapped to do this local TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow, I don't know how it all works out, but Al Roker needs a fill-in guest on the Today Show.
Everybody cancels because it was supposed to be the snowstorm of the century, and it was not.
And Al had seen you on TV.
Al's from upstate New York. Someone gave him one of my little mini cookbooks that are only sold in the grocery store.
And he booked you on the Today Show.
Producer Michelle booked me on the Today Show. I thought it was a joke. I hung up the phone.
And they called you back. And you drive down from upstate.
My mom and I drive white knuckled the whole way.
And you get to Al's studio. He puts you on the Today Show.
Uh-huh. And I go to the Food Network the next day.
And the Food Network sees that something's happening there. Do they? And they offer you a show.
Two.
Yeah. Based on the Today Show or based on all the other stuff?
And I also, in upstate New York, a friend of mine was working on NPR, which is funny because I'm doing an NPR thing after my shows today.
Right.
I'm cooking with them.
Jeez, do you take a nap today?
And then after that, I'm cooking live on Food Network. After my two shows and NPR show, I go to the Food Network. I cook live at 6 o'clock.
Do you take a nap?
No, I hate naps.
Really?
If I'm in Italy, I could take a nap.
Are you going to burn out?
I don't think so.
Are you doing too much?
I don't think so.
My mother would say you're doing too much.
She's way too much.
My mother would get a hold of you and ruin you.
Yeah. Well, my mom didn't ruin me, so I'm okay.
How do you keep from getting sick? Seriously, I mean, you're working.
Some days you get a little sick or you get a little fatigue, tired, but you get over it.
You don't care.
I take flu shots. I take vitamins.
Yeah.
I go to the gym. I eat good food that I cook.
What time do you wake up?
Five. Every day the coffee goes off at 5. Today I woke up a little bit earlier.
You got a huge
day. Most days 5.
I mean, you still got to get home and cook dinner.
Yeah, most nights. Tonight, John is going upstate, and after I get out of the Food Network at around 6:45 or so, I'm going to go uptown and see a show.
Oh my God.
The Wrong Man.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw it when it was a one-man show in Texas. So I want to see it now that it's not a one-man show. So I'm not going to cook. I already cooked ahead for John.
You are something up. What's going on upstate? You got a place up there?
Yeah. My home is in the Adirondacks, about 4 hours north of New York.
Yeah.
And John has a massive music studio there and a sound room. And one of his bandmates.
What's it, a compound?
Meskin. No, it's not a compound.
How many acres?
It's creepy. 199.
100, 200 acre compound.
It's not a compound.
Look what's going
on.
It's
just the woods.
So where are we at now? Let's talk about this. You've got the Rachel Ray Show.
Yes.
Which is taking up time. 14
years.
We've got 26 books. And by the way,
And 20 years on Food Network.
Yeah, you're still on Food Network.
Yeah,
I'm cooking every night and Friday morning this week live on Food Network.
How do you decide which thing to cook on the Rachel Ray Show as opposed to the Food Network?
What I think works for each format is different. When you're cooking live, they really only need about a 20-minute, ideally a 20-minute presentation. When I'm cooking on the daytime show, it can be long or short. It doesn't matter. When I write for the magazine, I still write 30-minute meals for that. It depends.
Good
when
Lord.
I write for my family, it can be anything.
What a
so
life.
And I do 3-minute meals now, just kind of for fun as a little quirky thing. So it's just like John writes music. I write food. Like it's just my hobby.
You compose food.
And I draw... kitchen equipment and furniture.
What do you got going on now?
You know, she makes kitchen equipment. Yeah,
we have about 10 or 11 lines of furniture. We have, hundreds of SKUs of
You have Rachel Ray furniture.
Multiple lines. I design them around places that I love. Austin, Texas, Monteverde, Italy, upstate New York. Manhattan, mid-century modern.
I just
and
realized.
And I doodle
you,
ways to improve the furniture that I like
Rachel,
to make
look
it
at
more
me.
Modern.
You blew right past Martha Stewart. You took that. You took her whole empire. Look
no
at
one
you.
Will ever blow past Martha Stewart.
Could for you, I
and
applaud you.
And any woman
you.
That works in my business should only say that
Rachel,
they have Martha Stewart to thank.
Rachel,
yeah.
Stop being so fucking humble.
That's not being humble. That's being legitimate.
You blew past Martha Stewart. Wait a second. Look at you smiling. You're so proud of yourself.
No,
where is your furniture? I didn't even know about the furniture.
All over the world. We're in Dubai to New York.
What do you think of that couch we have in here?
I could send you.
Could you recommend an improvement on that couch?
Would you?
I think the Austin line would look great in here, actually.
If there is anybody out there who is not enjoying life, you must listen to this woman. You will absolutely learn something. Rachel Ray, 50 Memories. The book is beautiful.
Thank
absolutely
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Howard.
I am reading it. I am
Thank
loving
you.
It. I like your recipes. You
Thank
know
you.
I do because your pizza is among the best I've ever had. I'm not bullshitting anybody here.
I will put it in the next book.
Please do. Rachel Ray, 50 Memories of Meals from a Sweet and Savory Life. And it has been sweet.
Oh,
it has.
It's been so good.
Now available wherever books are sold. She is saving the planet single-handedly. She's probably a better person than Oprah herself.
And nobody knows
yes.
it.
Nobody realizes it.
Oprah won't tell.
Oprah is wonderful.
Oprah is jealous of Rachel Ray, and so is Martha Stewart. You are well
dear.
On your way to becoming the super mogul that people want to be.
I'm well on my way to work.
Yes.
Yes.
Watch Rachel on 30-Minute Meals on the Food Network and on her daytime talk show, Rachel Ray. Check your local listings.